ముకుమ్మాలా స్తోత్ర వర్స్ 10 పార్ట్ 2 ఆలస్యం గపనీయ భక్తి సులభం ధ్యాయస్వ నారాయణం లోకస్య వ్యసనాపనో దన్కరో దాస్యస్య కిం న క్షమః. సో కులశేఖర్ మహారాజ్ ఇస్ ప్రేయింగ్ దట్ ఓ మైండ్ జస్ట్ గివ్ అప్ లేజినెస్. ఆలస్యం గపనీయ భక్తి సులభం, that Lord Narayan can be very easily, very felicitously attained through bhakti, sulabham. What do you have to do for him? Dhyayasva Narayanam, just meditate on him. Just think of him by chanting his holy names. But we may doubt, will he respond to our prayers? So Kulashekhar Maharaj gives a reassurance in the next part of the verse. Lokasya vasanapanau dankaro, that he actually removes the miseries of loka, of all people, whoever approaches him, even for material benefits. He provides those material benefits to people. If they are having material miseries, he removes their miseries. Krishna talks about artho jigyasur arthaarthi, people who come for material motives to him, too, for financial gain like Dhruva, for removal of distress like Gajendra, for just plain curiosity. Krishna caters to their needs. So he says that if the Lord is catering, fulfilling the desires of even people in general, dasyasya kim na kshamaha, that does he not have the capacity to protect his own servants? Just like if a king is there, the king is providing for all the citizens, but if the king has an employee in his own administration directly, the king will offer greater service, and what to speak of if it's his own son. So Kulashekhar Maharaj is reassuring us that actually if we just seek the shelter of Krishna, he is ready to offer a shelter. So he is giving us two inspirations by saying, first is sulabham, he's easily obtained, all that we have to do is just think about in dhyayasva. And will he respond? Yes, why not? He responds even to those who come to him for selfish materialistic motives. Then what to speak of those who are coming to him with the intention of service? So we may also have some material desires, but when we take to the process of chanting seriously, we understand that the material desires will eventually mislead and cheat us. They will promise happiness, but they will give misery. On the other hand, devotional service will alone uplift and reward us. It will grant us eternal life. So, though we may have material desires, that is not our primary motive in approaching Krishna. Our motive is to develop our love for Krishna, to develop our relationship with Krishna. So, with this motive, if we approach the Lord is so pleased by such a motive. And how can he not respond? How can he not protect? How can he not bless his devotees? So when we are chanting the holy names, the main problem is alasyam, laziness. It is no doubt difficult to control and focus the mind, but it is certainly possible. And it requires endeavor. And if we don't do the endeavor, then chanting just becomes some sort of uttering of sound vibration, which doesn't really purify our mind or transform our heart. But if we can give up the laziness and become determined to put in the effort that is required to get the mind to focus on the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, wherever it goes away, bring it back, then we will start experiencing a profound connection with Krishna. So if we are not experiencing the connection with Krishna, it is not because of Krishna's lack of reciprocity. It is because of our own lack of industry. It is because of our own lethargy. So if we put in our endeavors, Krishna will surely reciprocate. In verses like these, where we understand Lord is sulabham and is lokasya vasanapanodankaro, boosts our confidence that if I put in the effort, the Lord will surely reciprocate, and I'll experience the magic of the holy name that the scriptures are talking about constantly. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.